This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Statements from abortion executives in investigative videos and statements in a letter to Congress from Planned Parenthood boss Cecile Richards show that the initial price for abortion specimens is just the beginning of kickbacks and other incentives. Richards wrote her letter to Congress last week, and a ninth investigative video released Tuesday helps connect the dots and support credible allegations of pervasive fraud. The U.S. Justice Department says Governor Bobby Jindal does not have sufficient reason to cancel Louisiana Medicaid contracts with Planned Parenthood. The Louisiana governor says state law permits such cancellation and that Planned Parenthood does not represent the values of state citizens. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, at healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Two other headlines, California and Colorado, are proposing that suicide be the new hope for the depressed and dying. But assisted suicide opponents say bills in both states are plagued by a thoughtless lack of protections for vulnerable persons. A scheduled U.S. House vote to defund Planned Parenthood likely means another abortion-friendly Senate filibuster to defeat the measure, as more Americans will be asking why those investigative videos, censored by most media outlets, will be slated to make another round of internet viewing, and all this in a major election year. This has been Life News Radio.